Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, December the 17th. Thursday, December the 17th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're doing the introduction for the new series that we're starting this Saturday on December the 19th. Saturday, December 19th, we start our new series about you are an incarnation of God that has been manipulated by an incantation of the devil or the cosmogrator. So that series starts again this Saturday, December the 19th, and we're looking at kicking it off at about 7 p.m. Central Time. If that time does change, we'll definitely email you, or you can always email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to get the starting time, or just give me a call at 210-215-0884. The cost of this series is $75. Again, just make that donation at www.masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $75 donation to participate inside of this series about revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying the devil's trap. The devil's trap, my brother, the devil's trap, my sister, is how we all, according to scriptures, have been deceived. There is none righteous, no, not one. We all have fallen short, if you will, of the glory of the Most High. And so when we look at that, again, Satan, that old dragon, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, he has deceived the whole world, according to the book of Revelation. How did he do it? He knows that you are an incarnation that can be manipulated by an incantation. Therefore, my anointed brother, therefore, my educated sister, he proceeds to produce incantations that encapsulates or entraps or ensnares your incarnation. And without the over an understanding of this process by which one is incarcerated through this incantation of your incarceration or your incarnation or your incarnate, since you are the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. And without the understanding of this process of how this takes place, this leaves us with a serious problem that we see existing today. This topic is so important because it goes all the way back to the Church of Satan, to what is called the Kubla Khan. I don't know if you understand, my brothers and sisters, the depth of the problem, because that's all I talk about, because I understand this evil web that has been woven over this planned net through the ley lines of this dimension. This keeps us trapped, and this manipulates our incarnate or our incarnation. So, my brothers and sisters, when we talk about this, we must understand, we must really examine that you are an incarnation that has been manipulated through the incantation that results in your incarceration. And without this an understanding of this process, which is what we're going to be studying through this series, it's one thing to talk about this stuff, but it's a whole other thing to reveal it, to explain it, to illuminate it, and to simplify it so that way you can see it in all of its glory or lack of glory. And that's what the Matrix, that's what everybody's been trying to tell us, but people talk in circles. I do too. But the goal is to talk in as fewer circles or in a simplistic manner, what I call didactic discourse. So the devil's trap is simply, he uses linguistics, what we call language, to ensnare light. Now, I saw a very interesting post today. I don't remember whose page it was on, about the crazy understanding of how sound, when it's introduced into water, produces light. They call it soul luminescence. Now, I understand bioluminescence. That's one title of one of my books. Science calls it soul illumination. And the scripture talks about how the Creator, you know, created. And he spoke into the waters or into the deep. And this soul luminescence, again, is the emission of short bursts of light from bubbles that have sound inside of them underneath the water. So this phenomenon occurs, again, when there is any type of acoustical suspension inside of a liquid solution. So anytime there is frequency introduced into water, it produces light. Let me say that again. Anytime there is frequency introduced into water, it produces light. Scientists are baffled by this phenomenon. But if you understand the bioluminescence or understand, again, the luciferance or luciferance gene, or what I talk about inside of my book, bioluminescence, what we're going to be talking about in this series, that starts on December 19th. Again, cost is $75. Because this series is so important for you to understand. Other people may not grasp it, and other people may not care. But the goal is for you to not only understand what Antoine LaVey understood when he established the Church of Satan, and he did it during the traditional night of the demonic celebration. It was during the spring equinox that LaVey formalized a grove or a ritual that was based upon the medieval black magic that gives one personal power through the influx of forces that is called Kublai Khan. And it is the reverse of the Ruach or the Pneuma, with the anti-Ruach or the Pneuma, that empowers one with the ability to gain material possessions. One of the things that, again, the Council of Nine that institutes or that instituted this carnality or the manipulation or to place you from being an incarnate being to being an incarnal being. And so therefore you go from being incarnate to incarnal. And we're going to break this down during the series. Because one of the things, my brothers and sisters, I know a little bit about is this subject. Because it's the result of my entire life. And the problem, my brothers and sisters, that must be addressed, again, as a metaphysician and as a teacher, because it is my job to reveal, to explain, to illuminate, and to simplify these processes that takes place. Now, most people may not understand, most people may not care, but again, I cannot teach error. So unfortunately, a lot of this stuff I lived. One of the things by which one is empowered is the shaving of the head. I don't know, but I know when I was a kid growing up, Michael Jordan, which many people not even know what the name Michael. Again, anytime a name ends in E-L, you want to take notice. The name Michael ends in E-L, like Raphael, Samuel, Michael, Mikael. That's another study for another time, but when you see someone's name that ends in E-L, take notice. So Michael Jordan may or may not know, because he was a part of the Chicago Bulls, red and black. His number that he wore was 23. Again, equals the number of 5, which we'll break down a little bit later during this series, to show you the pursuit of material and what I call self-indulgence, which is all part of, again, over an understanding why you have been incantated. So if we don't understand the big picture, we are waging a war against forces we know nothing about. And one of the easiest way or the best ways to guarantee that you will lose a war is to underestimate your enemy. So way back in the day, which I had no idea, I did all of this by osmosis, if you want to use that term, since birth. Everything that I've done was born. It was inside of my DNA. I didn't understand, but I understood now. So God has taken me through the experiences of dark forces and dark things, then he exposes me to the knowledge of those dark forces and those things. So that way, again, my name is Bethesiah. It means in the shadow of God. So I've been in the shadow of the anti-God. Now I'm in the shadow of the God, of the true God. And my job is to build the temple, because, again, the name Bethesiah means builder of the temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. See, before I was building temples, I was tearing them down. And so one of the things that's part of the ritual that empowers one with the Kublai Khan is the shaving of the head. When you shave your head during this ritual, during this grove, it is a rite of passage. And when you do that, most people don't understand. People just shave their head because they're going bald or they're doing this. But your hair is an extension of the Ruach or the Pneuma or your spiritual antenna. So that's why women, the Bible says that the woman's hair is her glory. And yet we got a lot of African-American women and women of all color versus shaving their head, cutting their hair? Why did Samson lose his power when he cut his hair? And so we do things without even asking questions. We just do them because we are all part of the Shambhala. We're all part of the Kublai Khan. We all been lost because we don't study to show ourselves approved because we are scared. So the people in the church say, don't read that book, so we don't read it because we're afraid. But see, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Therefore, I walk through the valley of shadow and death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. His rod and his staff protects me. I trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. Nothing shall by no means harm me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. So if we don't understand, my brothers and sisters, the point of origin for the underground power of the seven towers of Satan, seven towers of Satan that I will be breaking down during this series, this, my brothers and sisters, establishes the satanic masters known as Shambhala. And it is through the shaving of the locks that shows that one is leaving the anointing of self-denial and one is embracing the anti-anointing of materialism and self-indulgence. This was all established in 1966 by one Anno Santanus, A-N-N-O-S-A-T-A-N-A-S, the first year of the reign of Satan. Now, without the understanding, my brothers and sisters, of the towers, the seven towers of Satan and the council of the nine, one does not understand how the worldwide or mass incantation took place December the 6th, 1966. And it is so, my brothers and sisters, that is the appointed time for me to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how your incarnate nature has been manipulated by the incantation. And an incantation is a charm or a spell used in linguistics. And without the understanding and understanding of how you have been manipulated by the devil's trap. See, the devil's trap is a mystical symbol that uses signs, symbols, and sigils. And so you look at this sign, this symbol, and this sigil, this six-pointed star, and you don't overstand. And without the ability to overstand, you can't understand. And if you can't understand, you can't understand. And if you don't have the ability to overstand or to stand over, you can't stand in and you can't stand under. Therefore, we don't understand the mechanisms of sunoluminescence, a.k.a. bioluminescence, a.k.a. Lucifer or luciferance, the interference of Lucifer in light. Without this ability, my brothers and sisters, to see how the incantations take place in plain sight every day, I sit back every day and I marvel at the magnificence of what Lucifer has established. But then, my brothers and sisters, I revel in the power and the grace and the mercy of the God of God. It's the only reason that my lips are moving today. It is the only reason that I'm alive and I'm in my right mind and I'm in my right health. It's because of the anointing, because I have been justified, I have been glorified, I have been sanctified, not by anything that I've done, but by the grace and mercy of the true King of Kings and the true Lord of Lords. And so, my brothers, I am on this planet with a purpose. My purpose is to replace error with truth. My purpose is to build a temple, not a physical building, but a physical body that can house the Shekinah glory of the Most High. And the Council of Nine does not want you to overstand the Cabal, C-A-B-A-L. And it is this hidden Cabal, Kabbalah, that most do not overstand. And so if we can wrap our brain around This, we're going to break this down. We'll break down the magic circle during the series. We're going to break down what is called modern Prometheus. We're going to break down the diabolical endeavors of the mystical or the magical nine, which is the nine death path numbers that interrupt the nine life path numbers. So it does you no good to have your life path if you don't know that there is a religion based upon self-indulgence and carnality that you think is the real religion. And it is through this embracing of a religion based upon self-indulgence and carnality that we miss how the devil has integrated magic and logic to replace love and compassion. It is the manipulation of magic, again, magnet, because the word magnet is the magic net. It is this magic net that has you trapped inside of this world that is the result of an incantation of what is called a linguistical manipulation of light. And it is this groundbreaking technique, if you want to use that term, of what is called Luciferizing. It is this satanic, again, modern-day self-indulgence, materialistic, if it feels good, do it mentality that has replaced the spirituality of doing unto others as we would have them or that we would want them to do unto us. So, businesses, I know this is the holiday time. This is why I'm doing this series, during this period, because I know very few people will participate in it because we're busy celebrating self-indulgence. It is Santa Claus. Santa Claus. It is the Satanus Colostrum that we are celebrating during Christmas. Mass christening. But this mass christening is the result of Saint Nicculus. It is the Nucleus. It is the manipulating of the nucleus of the new clay that's going on right now. And it is through this mass indoctrination or this incantation that brings about carnality. So we all overeat. We all do all this stuff. We exchange gifts during this Christmas season, not understanding that we're participating inside of a ritual that was established in 1966 by Anno Santanus, a.k.a. Santa Claus, Colostrum. And if we don't understand Colostrum, which is the internal christening, where you one becomes one with Yahushua or the Christ, or we become one with the Antichrist through mass incantation. So during this series, my brothers and sisters, we're going to break down how this magical net, this magic, it's so crazy, it's magic, it's magnetic, and it is through this demonic geometry that one, or that the black horse or the black magician uses philosophy and linguistics and language and logic and magic, again, to separate you from your love and compassion. See, I know a little bit of something about it because it happened to me. And I fell into this eccentric, extraordinary, underground manipulation that led me into the dark art. Without even knowing it, by going into all of the dark paths or the death paths through the Death Star. And without the understanding, my brothers and sisters, of how this takes place through this incantating or the incarnation or the incantation or the magic circle ritual that takes place inside of the magnetic church, because a magic circle is a magnetic church. Magic is magnets. Circle is kirka, a church. And it begins with this unexpected or this potential monetary gain, or sexual or romantic satisfaction or promotion that the dark forces promote through this philosophy that is found in Christendom today. Don't believe me? Go to the average church. You will see the promotion of sexuality, or sensuality, or 666, or sex, 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 and monetary. It's called the prosperity gospel. Triple dare you to check it out for yourself. And it is this prosperity gospel, and it is this sensual, or this sensuality, or this sex that emphasizes a carnal, lustful nature that pulls on the instincts and imposes a manufactured guilt. Because once he gets you involved in the sensuality and the pursuit of materialism at any cost, that's how he got me. And if he can get me, I know he can get you. And so without the understanding of how this takes place, this is the devil's trap. This is how you are, again, according to scripture, and I know this is probably contrary to your theology, but you have the Spirit of God that dwells inside of you, that wishes to express itself as you and manifest itself through you. And the enemy wants to take this expression through an incantation so that way he can use it for his good. And so that is the energy war that is going on. But most of us are too busy to actually look at it to see it for what it truly, truly is. And we become part of this entire media circus. This media circus, my brothers and sisters, is the cosmogrator. And he has interwoven every aspect of our society to lead you directly into the false light. So that way you can get involved in all of this Satanism by developing what is called the twin circles. And we're going to break that down as well during this series. So my brothers and my sisters, again, this series is one of the most powerful, one of the most powerful series that starts on the 19th. Again, simply make the donation for $75. The title of the series, again, you are an incarnation of God that has been manipulated by an incantation of the devil. Satan wants you. Whether you know it or not, you are in a war. You are in a spiritual battle for your very life. And the enemy is pulling out all the stops to make sure that he keeps you underneath his spell. And to cast the spell, one must fail. You are an incarnation of the Most High that has been manipulated by the incantation of the Most Low. And if you can understand and wrap your brain around what I'm about to share during this series, you'll not only be able to free yourself from this entangled web, but you'll also be able to assist those around you. Because the brighter your light shines, the more the darkness must flee. It is my job to shine so bright that darkness cannot exist. That is your job as well. So again, the series starts on December the 19th, 7 p.m. Central. You are an incarnation of God that has been manipulated by an incantation of the anti-God. It is the understanding, my brothers and sisters, of how this your incarnate is manipulated by an incantation that results in an incarceration. Without the understanding that you are being incarcerated through an incantation of your incarnation or your incarnality, you're stuck inside of this prism planet. Because this prison, PRISM, is a prison, PRISON, for light beings that trapped inside of carnality or a carnal nature or a poop suit. And the enemy uses incantation, a charm or a spell, using language and linguistics, using math, music, and language. It is a sigil, a symbol, and sound spectacular spectrum, or what we call an electromagnetic spectrum. This electromagnetic spectrum, aka light, the manipulation of it, because remember, as an incarnate, you are manipulated by an incantation. And we must reveal this incantation so that way you can see how it has manipulated you and trapped you inside of an incarnal nation. And you're not part of this carnal nation. You're not part of this immorality. You're part of morality. And we must understand how to return back to our prior existence with the Father. Without this understanding, we will remain incarcerated because of the incantation of our incarnation. You are carnate being that has been manipulated by a incantation that results in your incarceration. We must find the details so that we can return back to the Father. My brothers and my sisters, again, join me December the 19th. The series starts at 7 p.m., cost $75. Make that donation, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, brothers and sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, we said part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.